And welcome back. I'm your host, Jeannie Walden, and this is Liftoff Journeys, a space where I talk with inspirational business leaders about what inspires them, how they got to where they are, how they've been resilient, and we're both going to provide actionable tips for you, our listeners, so you can create your own path to success. I've got one of the most resilient and inspirational leaders on the planet today here as my guest, my good friend and Liftoff, the TV show, Liftoff with Jeannie Walden's booking producer, Cindy Garnick. Cindy, welcome to Liftoff Journeys. You're on the camera now. How about that?
Oh my God, it feels a little weird to be on the other side of the camera. I'm used to being behind the camera.
Yes. But
I'm excited to be here.
And I'm super excited to have you here up next to me in our little virtual cafe so that you can share your story, because I just love hearing your story about how you've gotten to where you are today, how you've built your business, all the other crazy different types of jobs you've had in your life, and how you've become super resilient in your effort and what you're doing today. So I think it'd be helpful for everybody listening if you could just share a little bit about your professional background.
I started out in the music industry several years ago, many years ago. And I was representing talent and I was taking talent to that next level. My first business was Next Level Entertainment, and that was a passion of mine. So I bumped along with the music industry. I had some success there. I was a part of the Recording Academy, the Grammy chapter of Philadelphia for about 4 or 5 years. Did some really great things, but I became disenchanted because I really felt bad for the talent. All the deals were, there weren't deals anymore for these artists that were so talented, one after the other. There was only that very small, you know, percentile of people that made it to the top. So I became disenchanted, and somebody was referred to me as a imaging and branding expert. Because what I did was, I didn't realize what I was doing. I was always imaging and branding, whether it be a band, it be an author, it be a TV personality. A TV show had called me to image and brand the TV show. And I really didn't know. I didn't really know exactly what that meant, other than, well, wait a second, I do this with people. This is a whole show. This is really how I broke into TV. Because I realized at that time that you have to, you know, have a brand, and you have to have the proper guests on the show that enhance the image of the show and the host. And that's how I ended up bumping along there.
Oh, that's such a great story, which I don't think I knew exactly how you got into TV.
That's the truth.
I do know that you sold chocolate though. So you've had crazy different jobs.
Well, you know what? That was pre music industry. When my kids were very little, at that time I was going through a divorce, and I was a stay-at-home mom, and I would do some entertainment stuff on the side, auditioning and stuff like that. But I wanted to do something that would make my kids happy. And so I had marshmallows, I had pretzels, and I had this tub of chocolate. And I said, I wonder if I could, you know, dip this. I'll just put it in a microwave. I didn't know what I was doing. Turns out the kids loved it. It was a great time. And I started taking them to people's houses, these trays. And I really tapped into the creative side of myself that I didn't quite know I was, you know, there. People started to order them from me. Party favors, and it grew into, I was catering bar and bat mitzvahs and weddings and 250 people. Somebody came in and said, I need you to design. Okay. Because I changed my name. It was Chocolate by Sind. Then it was Chocolate by Design. So they thought I was a designer, but I can't draw anything, Jeannie. I can't draw anything, but I could, with a piece of paper, sketch out, you know, what they were talking about. and they wanted a campfire. The point is that I created a business all over the area and into Philadelphia, into Rittenhouse Square. And I had four people working for me, and the kids were dipping and dipping and dipping cashews till 3 o'clock in the morning. And so it was a great thing.
I love that story. And for so many of the listeners of Lift Off Journeys, you know, it's really a variety of listeners who are looking to understand if what they're thinking about their job, their career, who they are, makes sense. Are others feeling the same way? And if so, or if they're blocked, how can they be inspired to follow their dreams and take the next step? And I think, you know, your story about how you moved from the music industry into TV is very interesting and very inspirational. Your story about starting the chocolate business out of love for your children and turning it into something that became a huge success, because I think that people could feel how much you cared about what you were doing, is also incredible. There's so much to take away here. And I think, you know, when I think about what are the top actionable items from listening to you, I think that there are no boundaries comes to mind. Like, there's no boundaries. If you can dream it, you can do it.
That's right. That's always been my motto. And also, it always stuck with me, that Richard Branson saying that if somebody offers you an opportunity and you don't quite know how to do it, take it and figure it out. I want to tell your listeners and you and everybody out there, that's been my entire career. And I am a nationally syndicated, you know, TV producer in top markets in the country. And I've had a very successful career. How did I do it? I took it. I took everything. I listened. I learned. I was a very good student. Mentorship, if I could, you know, give a suggestion, is take it. Don't think that you do not need to go to college and get all sorts of degrees and master's degrees and become a PhD to do what you love to do. It, because when you're doing what you love to do, you will excel. And stop listening to the naysayers.
Super smart advice,
right?
Yeah. And I was on the phone with a girl earlier today who I used to work with, and she was offered this incredible opportunity at a business. And she said, you know, I just don't think I have the skills to take it. And I said, are you kidding? Take it. You'll figure it out. Worst case scenario, it won't work out. And you've learned so much from it. And that is the worst case scenario. And I've always been a believer just like you. And if an opportunity arises, jump into it and the world will open up and help you however you need to have that help and attention. And in the worst case, you've learned something new that you didn't know before and broadened your perspective, which is so much fun.
I agree with you. And we're so alike, you know, how we think our positioning always is, take it, we'll figure it out, rather than if you have a problem. Another thing is problems and obstacles are going to arise in business, no matter what you do. Stop and just figure it out. Get rid of the emotions, just figure it out. Because at the end of the day, whoever you're working with or working for, what stuck with my career, in my career, and a quote that one of my dear friends, mentor that is no longer with us, but really taught me, his people would call me up and say, you know, he referred me and he said, Cindy gets, am I allowed to say the S word? Done. Done. And that's it. That's the biggest compliment that anybody can have. Just get it done. Put a smile on in front of everybody else and just get it done.
Well, and you definitely get it done with Lift Off with Jeannie Walden. I can't tell you how many people I just say, my job has become so easy. I just show up and ask questions and have a lot of fun. But behind the scenes, you're working there and the entire team is working behind the scenes to bring it all together. And I think for the listeners, there's a lot of people that are going to watch this on video and a lot of people who are just listening to the audio, but explain what it's like to be a nationally syndicated TV show producer, because you've got a crazy job. My job's much easier. I get to talk to people like you and have an amazing time. You have to pull it all together magically and miraculously. And I know in the first couple episodes, I was freaking out and panicking about a guest not being able to show up or having to change their time. And it was all taken in stride by you. So I think everyone would love to hear what it's like really behind the scenes.
Well, you know what? I love being a producer. I love having a million things to do. You know, I morphed into a TV producer, but I then morphed into a production company is really what I do because I do that best. I love to have many, many moving pieces because going back to when the music industry, any business that I've ever been in, a launch has to be, it's like a machine, right? And I loved it. I visualize, I'm very visual when I am working. It's a machine. Every single piece of production, everything's a production. It doesn't matter if you have an ice cream shop, it's a production. You've got to do the purchasing. You've got to this, you've got to that. I thrive off of that. I go rah, rah, without that. So I'm in the right spot. But it, you know, look, it took me, you know, years when I was younger. There's probably some younger listeners out there. You will find your passion and it will fit like hand in glove. And that's really what's important. It's phenomenal to be a nationally recognized TV producer, award-winning TV producer. But I mean, I love it. It's like my best friend. It's extremely rewarding. I mean, when I work with people like you and have this, you know, talent, that's number one. You have to have talent to work with that you can produce. And then it becomes that machine, just the machine moves. And it's like making music. You saw it happen, all come together after months and months of working on the production.
Yeah.
Saw that. So it's very exciting and rewarding.
So do you see yourself doing this forever? Is this your last career? Or do you think maybe there's something else down the road that you haven't even thought of yet?
You know what? I do. I think that I'll stay in TV production for quite some time. I think that what I, you know, in the future, what I'd like to do is continue. I write a lot. I'd like to write a TV series. I've started those. I don't have a whole lot of time to write for myself. I'd like to write novels and get more into the movie industry, which I've dabbled in. And someday I will have time to do that. But right now, I'm loving what I'm doing, but that would be probably the next thing that I think
that's
I would.
Fun. That's great. Well, now you can use ChatGPT. You can have them write everything for you.
Right.
You can be done with your first movie. I wonder when the first ChatGPT movie is going to come out. That's actually something I'll bet you that it does at some point in time in the next few years where the internet just wrote the movie. Yeah. Well, Cindy, it has been so much fun having you on the show as a guest. I've really enjoyed getting to talk to you like always. I think how many times a day do we talk now? At least
eight, nine times and texting.
But hey, it's daylight now while we're recording this. So that's like a plus for us. It's not after 10 p.m. or before 7 a.m. in the morning. So I love your story, and I'm sure our audience is going to love hearing your story as well. And you've given such great stories and recaps about being resilient, about taking chances, about following your dreams, and about really working hard, because that's what it comes down to, is just getting bleep done. So
thank you for having me. This has been so much fun, and I'll probably talk to you in about a half hour.
That's right. I'm sure we're going to hang up and have another call right now. But in the meantime, thanks for joining Liftoff Journeys, and stay tuned because our next guest will be coming out next week. Thanks, Cindy.